Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Andrea Bargnani, Damon Stoudemire, Joey Devine, Morris Bo Pete Peterson, TJ Ford, Sean Keane, Keon Clark, special guest Katie Heindel. And also thanks to our Patreons, Maxwell Cardon, thank you Maxwell, Irene McGee, thank you Irene, Josh Androsky, thank you Josh Androsky, Graham Southwood, thank you Graham, musical guest The Fray, and now the temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, and we are back with our free episode this week, and it is a good one. I'm here, as always, with my permanent co-host, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Keeping my options open.
And most importantly, though, we're here with our summer vacation expert, reporter, the Summer Vacation Report, the wonderful, the talented, the purveyor of the basketball feelings newsletter. Everybody give it up to the Canadian Katie Heindel.
Hello.
How are you doing, Katie?
Oh, I'm great. I'm real good.
Cool. Okay, cool. Cool. Before we get started with the show, just to cut a little bit of business at the top. A, thank you for listening. But B, if you do enjoy the show, there are a couple of ways you can help us out. First off, by telling your friends about the show. Second off, by tweeting or emailing us at RoundRockPod on Twitter or at RoundRockPod@gmail.com. Or you can call us on the phone on the number that is in the description of this episode. Also, 5-star reviews on iTunes. It's very weird. iTunes only lets you give 5-star reviews, but it's just the way it goes, dude. And if you want to support the show even further, you can do that by helping me and Sean pay our rent at patreon.com/roundrockpod.
Mm-hmm. We're squatting for now, but we're really We think permanent housing would really help the podcast out.
Someday we'll get running water at the Round Rock Pod headquarters.
I generally record from the parking lot of a Starbucks.
But should we go? Should we do some reader mail, you guys?
Katie, are you ready for that?
I hope so. I think so.
All right, let's hear from our readers.
Aren't they your listeners?
No, they're our readers.
Okay.
This is Round Ball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it reader mail? It is confusing for robots.
All right. We heard from our friend on the Round Ball Rock Patreon, Kopernik. He asked us, "You have the power to yesterday a single NBA season. No one remembers it but you. What year goes away?" And before we answer this question, I just want to talk about the movie Yesterday for a second.
Oh, please.
Have either of you seen the movie Yesterday?
No.
I have not. What? Go ahead, Sean.
I haven't, but I had it. I had an extensive recap of the movie given to me.
Well, this is something I want to talk about. The makers of Yesterday are cowards. Because there's only one way for the movie Yesterday to end, in my humble opinion. And that is with that man getting assassinated. Does not happen.
Well, should I be spoiling the movie Yesterday here?
I'm going to say yes.
All right, I'm going to do it. Guy, listen again in fast forward 90 seconds. Otherwise, Joey, there is a scene where there's two other people that remember the Beatles for some reason. And one guy's like, "Dude, there's someone you have to meet." And he goes and knocks on a door.
This is not a spoiler. This is very dumb, but keep going. I do know this happens.
And it's John Lennon. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, "John, are you happy?" And John Lennon's like, "Yes, I guess so." And that's supposed to be the thing where whoa, the Beatles never existed. Maybe nobody would have murdered him. I think it should have ended with him refusing to sign any pictures or merchandise anymore.
Well, we have to play that Ringo clip now.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
I do think I heard the craziest part about that John Lennon sequence when he meets John Lennon is he never asks him, "Do you write songs?" I heard he only asks him for romantic advice, which is psychopathic to me. Anyway, let's go with Sean first. Sean, if you could yesterday a single NBA season, which season would you yesterday?
Definitely the 1977 season. Just because, what would it do to Blazers fans? Right? He would have just been like, "Wow, Bill Walton injured every single year of his NBA career. It's too bad. Never put it together." He'd be also, we'd have to call him Mr. Jack Ramsey. They'd be like, "You're no doctor." You can't win.
So if you were going to do that to Blazers fans, the funniest thing you could possibly do, though, is to yesterday them. So they all remember that, but no one else on Earth does. You know what I mean?
But that would be incredible. People just being like, no, no, Dave Twardzik. And people would be like, what? They beat Dr. J and Chocolate Thunder. Come on. That's ridiculous. With that hippie, that pot-smoking hippie, who will never become an announcer because of his debilitating stutter.
All right, Katie, which season are you yesterdaying?
Okay, so I didn't think I would actually be able to pick one, but it seems like one really bad one in my mind lines up to extremely bad things. So I think the year... Also, I have to preface it with, I was going to say, like, a Bargnani season, but he had so many in Toronto. It was difficult to narrow it down. But the 2010-2011 season, when Bosch left, is the same season when Blake Griffin robbed the dunk contest by jumping over it.
That's a good, that's an excellent fix for sure.
Yeah. So I'm going to get rid of that whole season.
JaVale McGee, never forget. JaVale McGee did the most amazing things anyone's ever seen. And yet a commercial won the dunk contest.
And he robbed DeRozan in that contest too. Everybody.
I would say he more specifically robbed, well, it was JaVale, I guess, but also Serge. He even robbed Serge, right?
He robbed everybody blind for a car.
But I heard the players, once they saw the Kia come out there, like, well, of course he's going to win now. Like,
well, of course it's a Kia.
Like they got a choir in there for the loser.
It couldn't have even been a cool car. It's not. I'm looking at it right now. It's not a cool looking car.
I'm actually.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm actually already living through an NBA yesterday scenario because I'm the only one who remembers the Golden State Warriors seasons between 2008 and 2013. So, you know, not that great. A lot of Rob Kerrs in your life.
Do you remember? Have you ever tried to mention Jamal Crawford's Warriors career to someone else? And they're like, what are you talking about?
Basically, yes.
And then you're like, no. They traded Al Harrington to him. It's like, Al who? The big three star from the Pacers?
Look, I've had this conversation.
He was on the team for years.
Sean, I've had this conversation trying to explain who DeMarcus Nelson is. Actually, in real life. Like, no, the Warriors had a starting point guard for opening night named DeMarcus Nelson 1 year.
The first
and no one
undrafted
believes me.
Starter, I think, started rookie starter ever.
In NBA history, yes.
I unfortunately have a very good memory for anything I read. So I'm like haunted because I remember all of those rosters that are, they're just so disappointing across the board. Where people are like, wait, Ronnie Turiaf was on the Warriors? I'm like, he was. He really was.
The Warriors.
And Vladimir Radmanovich. Why doesn't anyone remember this?
Raja Bell was on the roster.
They traded
him reverse yesterday.
Twice. Okay, thank you for the excellent question, Kopernik. All right. From at Griebel_Dung, also known as P. Ennis Decanter. Strong display, Dave. Very strong. He asks, in the film adaptation of the Roundball Rock Casino Heist, what famous actors would be cast as Joey Sean Tillman and the other supporting characters? And then the follow-up question is the film more like Ocean's 11 or Clockwork Orange?
neither of those movies.
Yeah, you benched Vegas with us. What movie did you?
Katie was at the Round Ball Rock Cut Casino heist, or at least the aftermath.
I mean, you didn't go inside the Nug, but honestly, you weren't missing anything.
I mean, I think we performed several heists.
We did, yeah.
Mainly, it was from Gremlin slot machines, the Batman 66 slot machine. Oh, and I won a free $25 in free slots outside the Four Queens. Mm-hmm. Okay, Katie, who would you cast as Joey Devine?
This is really, like, this is extremely putting me on the spot. I don't like it. I'm also not good at film comparisons to real life, generally. Can you give me 1 minute?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Well, let's answer this. Let's do Tillman first, Sean.
Okay.
Who is playing? That one's going to be much less likely to hurt the other one's feelings. So,
right. Well, that's a very good point. Tillman really has a face like a catcher's mitt, though, wouldn't you say?
There's one guy I think that could play Tillman Fertitta, and okay. His name is Dennis Quaid.
Oh,
he's a lot more handsome than Tillman for sure, but he has that rugged wannabe athlete face, you know what I mean?
I mean, I'm looking at him and I'm definitely getting more of a Randy Quaid vibe personally.
Sure, but we're not putting Randy Quaid in a movie until
he's not legal. Yeah, I mean he kind of looks like a little bit of a Stacy Keach look to him. No, Brian Keith is who, okay. I mean, sorry.
I was going to say Stacy Keach.
Brian Keith, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dennis Quaid's a good choice.
Because also Dennis Quaid's a bad actor.
I think I would want Dean Norris from Breaking Bad wearing a toupee.
That's pretty good. He's a little more bowling ball shaped than I'd like, though, for Tillman. You know what? There's actually a person, and it would be hilarious. Uh-huh. And it is Paul Giamatti in a wig.
Oh, I would love Giamatti.
Doing a Texas accent.
Oh, yeah.
Giamatti doing Texan.
The Giamatti would come through.
Oh, 100%.
It's a fucking luxury tax. It was a fucking mistake. Breathing hard. Yeah, okay. Giamatti's Tillman. Absolutely. We should aim high with this film, Joey.
Sure. As for me, who would I like to play me? I mean, I think you gotta go Muniz, right?
Right. He'd do it. Well, I think this is the one thing that could draw him back to acting, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm much older than he is, but still.
Let's see. Yeah. No. But he's got the right energy, though, right? As a performer.
I'm sorry. Did you just say I have Muniz energy?
As a performer, you do not have life energy, but I think he could get into.
Look, all I'm saying is I want the Big Fat Liar cast reunited.
Oh my god! Wait, so does someone? Wait, does that mean who else is in Big Fat Liar? Hilary Duff.
Yeah, I think you're played by Hilary Duff. Wait, okay.
Sorry, and you're welcome. I think.
I feel like it's easier for me to pick actresses.
It's not Duff, it's Bynes, Sean.
Wait, Bynes is in
it's
that movie?
Bynes, not Duff, yeah. Mm. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
But this also means that Josh Androsky is played by Kenan Thompson.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, look, we should add some diversity to this, right?
I do think our life, you know what? That is our movie. Our casino heist would be just like the movie Big Fat Liar.
Uh, So the person I look like is, there's a guy who was on The Whitest Kids You Know named Timmy Williams that mm-hmm. I look uncannily similar to, though less so now.
You also get the Peep Show Man.
Yeah, David Mitchell.
Yeah.
And I, like, anybody, like, just stammering and with no backbone in a British sitcom is also generally those people look just like me.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, sorry about that. Oh, no, I can't face her anymore. All right, I'll just go back to my flat alone. Sorry. And then a lorry splashes me with water. I'm like, oh no, my Macintosh is soaked. Oh dear. Anyway, so David Mitchell, Paul Giamatti, Kenan Thompson, Amanda Bynes. Uh-huh. I mean, that's a pretty
and
good
Muniz.
Cast.
You forgot the Muniz. Star.
Oh,
of the
and
movie.
Frankie Muniz. Frankie Muniz. Oh yeah, yeah, you were the star.
Katie, does anyone ever say you look like a celebrity? Because that is the worst. Not to steal a bit from the great Tom Sharpling, but there's nothing worse than when someone says you look like a celebrity.
Yeah, actually, when I got my passport photo taken the last time, the guy who took it was like going off on being like, has anyone ever told you you look like Laura Dern? And at the time, I was like, oh, what a diss. But now I'm like,
no, that's
hey,
a good
someone,
one.
Someone said I looked like Laura Dern once.
Yeah. I don't.
Because she's
don't,
back.
Well, and she, you know, Baron Davis's ex.
Yeah.
Ben Harper's ex. What a Goldblum, Harper, Davis. What a triumvirate.
The ones I get are
and
really.
Rennie Harlan.
The ones I get are really all over the map.
Uh-huh.
And I don't look like any of them. I get Braff occasionally. I get Charlie Day a lot. I also get John Oliver.
That's
and none of those people look alike.
No, they really don't. Weird. This is going to be a hard movie to cast, but an easy movie to sell.
Can I cast actresses as you instead?
Sure, yeah, please
sure,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to do ladies Tillman Heist, sure.
Oh, more of an Ocean's 8 feel. I love it.
Maybe. I think that this is a bit tough, but it comes to me more easily. I feel like Sean, I want you to be played by Diane Keaton.
I mean, that's a compliment, sure.
And I feel like maybe Tilda Swinton is a little bit like Josh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell the listeners what immortal nickname you gave Josh Andrasky?
The Money City Maniac.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the great nicknames of all time.
I mean, I didn't know it would pop off so hard, but pretty good.
Yeah.
Joey's tough, but I mean, I would either go, if we're going to keep it to like this caliber of actress, I would go with like a Streep.
Oh, wow. Well, you know she could do the accent. That's true.
Or even, you know, a Julia Roberts.
Corbin Smith is here like, I would have cast Julianne Moore as Joey. Loves Julianne Moore.
Male actors are tough because I think I would just like, I would just pick the ones I like, but they have nothing to do with you.
Sure. I mean,
like, who's going to be Anthony Hopkins? But that's who I want to see in the film.
Well, that would be Joey. We would only be able to film him sitting at slot machines.
Yeah.
Because Anthony Hopkins doesn't stand or walk in films anymore.
That's true.
Spader, also like that. Spader, clearly the reason he stars in The Blacklist is because he's allowed to sit in a chair the entire time.
Constantly. I would say that because there was a big earthquake at the beginning of our summer league experience, I would say it has an Ocean's 13 vibe. More than
is there an earthquake in that one?
Yeah, it's a fake earthquake.
That's how they rig the slot machines?
Oh, they fake it to do the heist.
Yeah. That's how they stick it to... what's the guy's name? Joe Money or something like that?
Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically Joe Money.
What is his name? It's something like Joe Money. it is about Willie Bang is his name. It's not Joe Money, it's Willie Bang.
Pretty close.
Sorry, guy.
But I was, wait, who's actually in that movie?
Ocean's 13.
Or De Niro?
It's Pacino. Al Pacino. Yeah.
In the original one we're trying to do. Casino?
I mean, Pacino is in Casino, yeah.
Oh, he's...
He's okay. Not in Casino.
I know, I'm kidding. It's Robert De Niro.
Oh, fuck.
I do think Robert De Niro would have picked this movie for the right amount of money, though. He will do anything.
I was going to say a De Niro Pacino, but like now and in the way that they're in movies now.
Okay,
which is
what,
like goofy.
What actress would you cast as Steven Tyler, though?
That's a good question.
Sean, okay, we have to tell the listeners, Sean and Katie at Summer League went to see Aerosmith. And had backstage passes to Aerosmith?
Mm-hmm. On stage passes.
On stage passes.
Which I didn't
passes.
Know existed.
Yeah. We were standing right next to the keyboard player.
Yeah. Who would I guess? Steven Tyler? Maybe Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler. That's in the role of a lifetime. Yeah.
Okay.
Full circle.
Let's talk about news. This is getting real inside your friendship instead of podcasty. All right. Should we talk about the news?
Let's do it.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, guys. Uncle Dennis is under investigation. Now that's a movie I want to see. it just came out via a Soap on Deb tweet.
Killer comedian.
Yeah. Soap on Dead tweeted, news. The NBA has opened an investigation into whether teams tried to circumvent the NBA salary cap by offering players perks not allowed by the CBA. And then the quote from, look, I didn't read the article because I was starting to record this podcast, but he does have a screenshot of the article, and I will read it to you now.
Okay. By the way, Stephen A. Smith had this yesterday.
That's part of the thing that we're going to talk about. The NBA has begun an investigation into how teams handled free agency this summer, focusing on whether improper inducements were offered to players to circumvent the salary cap, according to a person with direct knowledge of the situation. The issue was raised by multiple team owners at a meeting of the league's Board of Governors this month in Las Vegas. And then it said, there were also multiple reports this month suggesting that Kawhi Leonard's representatives in arranging his blockbuster move from the Toronto Raptors to the LA Clippers had asked for perks that would violate the league's collective bargaining agreement. And Sean, here's where it gets to your part. The ESPN yes. commentator Stephen A. Smith, citing, quote, people in NBA circles, unquote, said on the air that Leonard's uncle, Dennis Robertson, had asked other teams for houses, planes, and guaranteed sponsorship money. Smith added, quote, I have no idea whether this is true or not, unquote.
Yeah. He had a very long quote. Yeah.
Now, what I do want to do right now is Stephen A. Smith does not know whether Uncle Dennis was asking for houses or planes, but he does know this.
Sex, and I want the ladies to hear this loud and clear. Sex is the most important thing in a relationship until it's good.
Yeah, he His conclusion, by the way, at the end of this, Stephen A. Smith said, "I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care. We don't care."
So here's my question for you guys. Is this the first investigation ever launched because Stephen A. Smith said something?
100%. And he's so thrilled.
I mean, he's usually right. But actually, yeah.
True.
Eventually, Skip Bayless will be investigated for the series of cold case murders that he leaves behind everywhere he lives. Dallas, Texas, San Jose, California. Eventually, people will start respecting Stephen A. Smith's anonymous tips to the FBI. Right, he's a murderer.
So, I have a theory about the Clippers here, by the way. I think they knew they were going to get in trouble for circumventing the salary cap, and that's why they traded all their draft picks. So they're like, see? Can't punish us now.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I just... Does it feel like Uncle Dennis is doing something more unreasonable than, like, say, LeBron James does in free agency?
No.
It's like, yeah, I want an apartment. It's like, well, what do you want, LeBron? I have 15 employees that are going to need free run of the arena, fly on different flights. And, also my personal agent is going to supervise all our signings.
Well, I will say, I do think the Clippers did kind of set themselves up for this when they were talking about how they were trying to buy the Kawhi Leonard claw logo
right
back from Nike. And it's like, yeah, this is Uncle Dennis's fault. You know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe the fact that they were trying to buy a logo from a corporation to give to Kawhi Leonard, maybe that circumvents the salary cap.
Yeah. Well, and I heard the boardroom is going to be on the MSG network now, right? It's going to be on Yankee Nets network. Sorry.
I mean, here's my question. A, I don't care about this. This is some real fucking Lakers fan Robert Mueller bullshit.
Oh yeah, like people are still mad about the Chris Paul trade, non-trade.
But I do often, like, I was thinking about this, or I was thinking about this earlier this year when that story came out that, do you know where D'Angelo Russell was when it was announced that he'd signed with the Warriors, Sean?
I don't know.
He was on a helicopter with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like,
was his reaction like, was he like whispering into the phone or
not
like
on
texting back like, can we confirm this? I want to make sure they land this thing.
They were on a scenic. It's not even like they were. It was like a helicopter going to a place. They were like on a scenic helicopter tour that looks at like views in Malibu.
Why were the Timberwolves giving him a tour of Los Angeles to be like, hey, this is what you're missing?
That's if just you don't like sign the with fun thing.
You better be sure.
That's just like the
it's fun. A lot. There's nothing like this up in Minnesota. Just FYI. It's way better down here. Look how sunny it is. Yeah, it's like that, like 12 months a year. I like where you're going with us.
But yeah, he was on a scenic helicopter tour with Carl Anthony Towns and Gerson Rojas when it came out.
Who's they should have let Devin Booker come along too, right?
Yeah, they're best buddies.
Devin Booker's like, I got my own helicopter, don't worry about it. Well, it does. Okay, maybe it's never going to change, but like, shouldn't they just get rid of the moratorium and all, like, they should just get rid of the rules that they don't have any intention of enforcing ever?
I mean, Adam Silver was kind of claiming they're going to start enforcing these rules, right?
I mean, I guess
at Summer League.
I mean, do you believe that, though?
I don't know how you enforce these rules.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I kind of feel like he's maybe paying a little bit of lip service.
Like,
he should be paying helicopter service, apparently.
It kind of feels like you have to be incredibly dumb to get caught breaking these rules, right?
It's weird because Magic Johnson can tweet something and it's like a $50,000 fine, but the Clippers like sending a scout to every Raptors game wearing like a t-shirt with a message or something, like whatever they were doing. That's fine.
Holding a boombox playing In Your Eyes.
That was what eventually convinced Uncle Dennis, because they put in subliminal messages that were like free penthouse. In your eyes. Endorsement deal. In your eyes. Re-electric scooter.
I guess this is a good time to ask Katie now. How are the people of Toronto doing over the Kawhi Leonard madness?
I think they're fine.
Good.
Though something... I talked to them all and everybody seems great. wasn't there something today, like a story came out, not this, about just like the process of the whole recruitment, or was it tied to this?
I didn't read it, but yeah, probably something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but there's a long piece about it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a long sad thing that I was like, I'm going to save this for a few weeks from now. So I did see some people getting kind of bummed about that, but I don't know. It's fine. I think, I'll be honest with you, I'm not thinking about next season yet, and I don't really care to. Mm-hmm. I don't mean like in a I'm avoiding it way. I just it's not necessary to me right now. And because I feel like I have so much research to do on this real ragtag group of, I'm sure, great guys that the Raptors have acquired over the summer. it feels like a lot of personalities to get to know at once after I knew most of this team, I felt like, so intimately for a long
time. Well, I think you're going to be excited that you get Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, because he has been on the Nets Summer League team a couple of times, your favorite Summer League team.
But I feel like that team is so changeable, you know, and that's why they're very beautiful. They're really like, they just exist once, just a drop in the water. And then gone forever.
Do you guys have Stanley Johnson now, too?
They do, yeah.
Yeah, I do like Stanley because I saw he has a jean jacket, a Shearling line jean jacket. And that's gonna serve him extremely well.
The fans are going to be like, yeah, he's one of us.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know. Like, the Kawhi stuff, he's just gone. I think everybody is so used to, I don't mean to sound sad, but I feel like most people aren't used to holding on to good things for a long time in basketball in Toronto. So we got over it.
Well, at least you still have Nick Nurse in his NN hats.
Yeah, I hope he gives those up.
Lost very little merch in the offseason. That's the most important thing.
I think we have good general like coping methods. I guess that's what I mean to say.
What do you think Nick Nurse is doing right now?
I think he's probably playing the guitar somewhere.
I also think he's playing the guitar. And you know what I think he's playing?
So there's this what?
I think he's playing the What It's Like riff by Sublime.
Oh, no.
I thought you were...
I think he's playing the intro to Smoke on the Water.
I think he's playing the What It's Like riff from Everlast.
I meant What I Got. I don't know why I said What It's Like.
I just started thinking about, you know, House of Pain reinventing himself.
I'm just never going to be able to forget Nick Nurse on an airplane wearing his guitar, wearing also blue mirrored aviators, mm-hmm. and like talking, giving a flight attendant a pep talk about winning mentality.
Is there a chance he joins Broken Social Scene? Because it seems like there's no limit to the amount of bandwidth.
There's no limit. Effort. Yeah, they're always packing them on. Why not?
All right, our next story, guys. Tim Duncan is now officially an assistant coach for the Spurs.
Did you see the Spurs press release about it, Joey?
I did not.
First of all, they listed the other assistant coach first. So it was like they announced that Will Hardy and Tim Duncan, and then the Tim Duncan blurb was like, Tim Duncan joined the Spurs organization in 1997 and was with them for 19 years, and now he's back. Like, no, no frills, no, like, remember this finals MVP one?
I love regular that, though.
Yeah, that rules.
Really love
no,
that.
No, it's tight. Yeah. I'm going to read you Coach Pop's quote. Katie, you've probably heard this before.
I've read it many times.
It is only fitting that after I served loyally for 19 years as Tim Duncan's assistant, that he returns the favor. It's very funny.
There's one thing I want to ask about, though.
Yeah.
Consider with this pairing. Wouldn't it be weird if one of your bosses, the thing he wanted to do with you all the time was go to a fancy dinner, and then the other one wanted to show you his Punisher car?
I feel like that's just the vibe of a lot of bosses I've had that are mostly just bad and weird and really only care about themselves. But I don't want to say that about Pop.
Now, is this an excuse for them to not hire Becky Hammon as the head coach?
Yeah, I actually have a bit of an implosion about this yesterday.
Oh, keep going then, Katie. Implode here.
Okay. Mostly because I preemptively worked myself up to a point where I was like, how dare they? But they haven't done it yet. But I mean, now that you said it, I feel like I wasn't like alone in the universe thinking that, but I would certainly hope not. I feel like it would be extremely a fucked up thing to do because frankly, this is the one area where like, she's just like more qualified than Tim Duncan. Obviously.
I mean, yes, but I could absolutely, I really think, I mean, it's a bad signal. I also feel like the Spurs assistants who left to become assistants other places this summer knew that this was in the works.
You think? Because,
well, a bunch of Spurs assistants left not to, like, Spurs assistant coaches constantly leave to become head coaches other places. But this year it was like two guys left just to become other guys, other coaches assistants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of have a feeling that Tim Duncan had probably expressed interest in a coaching position before that. And it just feels like a thing where, what does Pop have, like 2 years left on his contract? That Pop, like two more years of Pop, and then he just hands it over to Duncan because now he's experienced.
It would be extremely not smart. Like it would be really dumb. And I feel like they're, if anything, like the Spurs are so like methodical, almost to a fault, like to a bad point where you have like a lot of talent leaving a lot of the time, because you're not like giving up these opportunities, that if they did that, I don't know. I feel like it would be antithetical to like the franchise a little bit, but I'm also like on so much on Becky Hammon's side.
I'll
be extremely angry.
I think it kind of feels antithetical to Tim Duncan's personality.
That too.
What you think about the Spurs franchise, isn't that Tim Duncan though? Like he is the Spurs. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't mean you're like that he should be the coach.
No, well, I don't even know if he's interested.
That's
in
what I mean. I don't think he wants to be a head coach. He just wants to
hang out with Pop.
I think he's just like was like, okay, I spent a couple years doing jiu-jitsu in the jungle alone, or Muay Thai, sorry, and like started. What did he in like a car garage? And I think he was like, all right, it would be nice to see some of my other friends again.
Well, I believe the car garage is like a block away from the practice facility. It is that right? So he's at the practice facility. I think that's where he works out.
So he probably just felt a little bit left out. He's got a lot of free time on his hands.
Maybe they were like, your gym membership is going to expire. And he's like, well,
you need to get a job.
He just didn't want to change his routine. Yeah. He's like, well, I was kind of hanging out at practice a lot anyway. I guess I could put this whistle around my neck.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess it worries me because the Becky stuff, like, I feel like we're just going to hear for forever on a loop. Like, she's like not ready up until the point they give the job to someone else. And then it will be like, oh, it's too late. That's like my greatest fear in my life.
Honestly, I kind of expect the Wizards to hire a female head coach first.
Oh, we get Ted Leonsis is getting so woke now.
No, it just feels like the first female head coach would get like just an intractable, horrible job. Oh. You know what I mean?
Something to fix, yeah.
Just like a job that like is impossible. Like, you know what I mean? Just like it's the like worst Michael possible. Jordan,
the first female head coach of the NBA. Also, he's cutting the team payroll by $30 million. And then 6 months in, it's like, yeah, she's not really reaching Tyler Zeller. It's a real shame, you know, but you know, maybe a woman just can't connect with Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
I do think if Ted Leonsis hired a woman as a head coach, Fugazi would be more likely to reunite for Ted Leonsis.
But I think that he would have a harder time with bad brains.
100%.
I really don't like how you pitted Tim Duncan and Becky Hammon against each other for me just now.
Well, I think Joey is probably more correct that it would be weird if Tim Duncan wanted to be a head coach. I think the routine would appeal to him, but I don't know. I don't know if he
giving. Can you imagine Tim Duncan. I almost said Ted Leonsis. Tim Duncan giving like 3 press conferences a day, because that's like what coaches have to do.
Yeah, he doesn't really like that. Although I always maintain that Tim Duncan is a lot funnier than people give him credit for. Specifically in the 2005 finals when Robert Horry had a big game and made a bunch of threes, and he famously hates being called Bob. And Tim Duncan gave like a post-game interview where he called him Bob Horry like 13 times. He's like, that's Bob Horry. That's just what Bob
does. Just Big Shot Bob.
He's Big Shot Bob. That's, you know, when Bob came in, we were so reassured, knowing the whole time that Horry was just seething. The other thing that Robert Horry once got really mad about was when he hit that crazy shot to beat the Kings. There was some reporter after the game was like, hey, wasn't it kind of fortunate that rebound got slapped out to you? And Robert Horry was like, it's not luck. I have perfect form. My jump shot has perfect form. How dare you call that lucky? And the guy was like, no, I just meant the ricochet of the rebound. It was just like perfect form.
I will say another reason I don't think Tim Duncan wants to be a head coach is I don't think you can be a head coach in the NBA and wear shin-length cargo shorts.
Well, he needs one of those, like, he's going to wear one of those, like, LeBron suits that he bought for all the Cavs.
No, but that's not the kind of shorts Tim Duncan likes. Tim Duncan has the same clothing style as, or at least pant style as Kevin Smith, Sean.
But he's actually 7 feet tall, so it's not as jarring.
I think he might modernize. Maybe he'll get some Angus Young style shorts. That's what you meant, right? With the LeBron ones.
Yeah, the Chetty Osman suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one where like a bunch of the Cavs are like, these don't really fit. And LeBron's like, I got them for everybody. So. I definitely ordered new ones after we traded 6 guys. The guy's like, I'm pretty sure this is Iman Shumpert's size.
But Tim's pretty lucky. Like, nice style. It's back. Might look like a real fashionista.
All right, our next story, Justin Holiday joined his brother on the Pacers.
Katie, you like that, right? Brothers on the same team?
Yeah, like, it seems nice, but, right. Like, is it like the story I'm most excited about? No. That we're getting two brothers back to back? Yeah, I like that, too.
I mean, yeah. There's one brotherhood that needs to be reunited, though, clearly. Yes. We talk about it on the show. Uh-huh. Get the fucking Morris twins back on the same team, mm-hmm. please. Mm-hmm.
They share clothes. They share a bank account. They share a brain.
They have the same. They have matching tattoos.
Uh huh.
I think that there's something if they were on the same team, like the whole league would become destabilized.
They were, though. They were on the Suns. They signed the same contract, like a joint contract. And then the monsters that the Suns are traded one of them.
Uh huh. And then the other one got sulky, and they were like, I don't know why he's so upset. And it was like, because you traded his identical twin.
Because they probably knew what was going to happen. They had to protect the league.
Are there any other brothers you'd like to see team up?
Hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, the Gasols get back together.
Yeah, actually, the same is team. Is there a roster spot for Powell this year in Toronto?
Yeah, if like any one of these 1 million new guys doesn't work out, there's plenty of room.
Didn't they sign Anthony Bennett? Oh, no, the Rockets did. Sorry, my bad.
The Rockets have Anthony Bennett. Are there any other...
What about Steph?
Go ahead, sorry.
What about all the balls?
LiAngelo, I don't think, is unfortunately good enough to be in the NBA, and LaMelo, still not old enough.
Katie, did you know that the Warriors G League team once had a backcourt of a starting backcourt of Seth Curry and Michael Thompson Jr.?
No, but I like that.
They also had Taylor Griffin on the team.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sweet little team. I forget the brotherly acquisition in that we got Giannis's younger brother on the Raptors, I think setting the stage to get the Greek Freak himself.
Well, and then the Lakers also signed the other younger brother, the other Adetokounmpo brother.
They signed Kostas, right?
We got a better brother.
Yeah, I believe the Raptors signed Thanasis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
the better named brother.
Three guys sitting next to each other is truly amazing.
Well, and isn't there one more freak brother? Who's still in high school in Milwaukee. I think so.
Love it. I love it.
Okay, we've gone on too long. It's time to get to why we're here.
Yeah.
It's time for Summer Vacation Watch.
Wow, it's the summertime. And you know what that means? Swimming pools. Ice creams. CGI movies directed by the guy from Swingers, not named Vince Vaughn. Do you like the music I chose for this drop? It's like a Kirkland signature made the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 soundtrack. Hey, speaking of Swingers, whatever happened to Ron Livingston? Is he dead? Alexa, is Ron Livingston dead?
I don't know. He's probably on a CSI.
Anyway, let's talk about NBA player summer vacations with our special vacation friend, Katie Heindel. 1, 2, 3, Cancun.
All right, Katie. As our listeners may or may not know, you are the NBA's preeminent summer vacation reporter. Is there any...
The only one?
I believe you're the only one, but also you're the best one. If there were more than one, you would be burying them. You'd be the Woj to their Shams. My first question... What are some of the most notable vacation moments so far this summer?
Serge Ibaka going on vacation for 3 weeks has been pretty tight.
God, he has, like, summer vacation in his soul.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he really earned this one, and I think he's really enjoying himself. He's living his life. He's living the dream.
Mm-hmm. What are some highlights from Sir Jabaka's 3-week vacation?
For me, I think it was a video he took of himself in Venice, where wandering down all these like back canals and hiding from the sun.
He was. What do you mean he was hiding by the sun from the sun?
It looked like he was in a musical alone, and he was like slipping in and out of the shade, like the shady spots along the canal.
So like a jet or a shark kind of. That's okay.
Yeah, well,
more
exactly.
More like he was singing in the shade, you know. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And another huge highlight, I think, were his upside-down triangle sunglasses.
Those I saw. I did see the triangle sunglasses.
Good.
Very, Lollapalooza. Original Lollapalooza of him, I would say.
Very, you kind of Perry Farrell, porno for pyros.
A little bit, yeah. All right, so Serge Ibaka, who else is having a good vacation? What about, didn't Devin Booker and D'Angelo Russell paint butts?
Yeah.
Like they drew paintings of butts? Is that a summer vacation item?
Yeah, it's a summer vacation item this year because they both seem like they've gotten extremely into wine. And my only explanation for it is that I think they drank a bunch of wine and went to one of those paint-it-yourself cafes.
You know, like Color Me Mine or whatever?
So you don't think there were models there?
No, I think these came from memory. If not, probably how I picture it. One iPhone set between the easels on a shared photo.
All right, what are some other oh, go ahead, Katie.
No, I was just going to say that it is extremely weird, and I didn't like putting it in there, but I feel like I had to do it.
I hated it. I really, truly hated it. I was plenty
like... Yeah, I didn't like it.
You texted it to us first, and I was like, I do not like this.
Mm-hmm. Now I would say that part of that is that Joey doesn't like being reminded that any warrior is friends with Devin Booker. Nope. I would say.
Nope.
Fair. That's fair. The weirdest thing about that photo and why I think it's from the same image is because they both have Louis Vuittons on.
Yeah. And they both put very detailed the Louis Vuitton logo on the pump high heeled shoes. Mm-hmm. That the butt is sitting on. All right. Katie, what are some other... Here's the question. You know what? We're going full Bill Simmons here. So, Katie Heindel, who's winning NBA Summer Vacation Watch?
Yeah, give us your winners and your losers.
Who's winning? Who's winning the NBA Summer? Everything has to have a winner and a loser, whether it's a sport or not. So, Katie,
I update my summer vacation ratings every 18 hours. It's a dodecahedron, but there's only one person on top of that dodecahedron, Ryan Reynolds.
I think right now Serge Ibaka's winning 100%. I think he's definitely I hate to say it, and it feels extremely late to be saying this, so I hope everybody steps it up, but he's the early candidate for MVP.
Well, who else is in the race? Because we've only talked about him and butts. What are some other good vacations you've seen?
true.
One of the paintings aren't even really...
Who was on the speedboat in Italy?
Who was on... So many people were actually on... So many people have been going to, like, Como. I'm actually starting to wonder if there's a timeshare situation there.
Who was, like, texting on a cigarette boat?
Buddy Hield. And then Otto Porter Jr. was there, like, the week before that. And then Jonas Valanciunas was there last week.
Buddy Hield feels like a guy who is, like, a perennial summer vacation all-star.
He's from the Bahamas, Sean. Well, he just goes home.
That's what I'm saying.
He's just going home.
But I like a guy with summer in his blood, you know?
How old do you like too. That summer blood? You like see like some old summer blood too, right?
Do you know what Buddy Hield's government name is, Katie?
What do you mean?
His name is Chavano Rainier Hield.
Is he a prince?
I feel like he probably is.
I think
and
so
that they
too.
Had to call him Bud to make sure that no one, you know, was trying to assassinate him or anything. It was like a King Arthur's court situation, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a Prince of the Pauper situation.
Okay,
sorry.
So back to summer vacations, though.
Sorry. So Lake Como, very popular destination.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta branch out a little bit.
So, what are some other vacation highlights you've seen, Katie?
This is a deep cut going back a couple of weeks. This is like the second week of vacation watch, but Eric Gordon stayed in a pool for, I think, 24 hours.
Incredible.
So wait, what? How does that work?
He was in Singapore, and I think he was extremely stoked, as I would be. It's like a beautiful infinity pool looking out over the city. But he's like, in the first picture, it's like taken at night with a very heavy flash. No photo cred. He looks extremely dazed. And like zoning right out, which is why I think he maybe stayed in it until the next morning when he looks a bit more human and is just sort of like squinting, but is still a little bit like, I'm still in this pool.
I bet that's what happens when you play in the Houston offense too long. He's like, I just got to post up in the corner until someone passes to me. I'm staying here.
All right. So what's
the time off?
When does vacation watch really heat up? Are we in the throes of vacation watch right now, or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's like a little bit flex depending on when the big hitters go on vacation. Like, we haven't seen LeBron's a bit tricky this year because you could argue if you are a monster that he's been on vacation for a long time, basically since his season ended. I wouldn't. But you got to see guys like him on vacation.
Well, he's working, right? Isn't he?
He's working.
Filming Space Jam 2?
Yeah, he's filming, so that's why I'm worried. But I feel like he will do something before we get too close to the season starting. James Harden hasn't gone on vacation. Last year, he went to like a bunch of raves in Greece alone.
Uh-huh.
So I want to see that again. And like Jimmy Butler's giving all these clues that he's on vacation, but they're not great.
I'm sorry. Could you please explain what clues Jimmy Butler is giving on about his vacation?
Okay, sure. I'd be happy to. He posted something like he was, and I think this is maybe how Jimmy Butler chooses to take a vacation, but he posted a story where he was just spinning a globe, like ostensibly in his house, and he like put his finger down. There was either some editing.
So wait, he put his finger on the globe? Where did it land?
Yeah. On London.
It landed on London? Yeah. Jimmy Butler's a fucking cornball, dude.
He's also cheating on that globe spin.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he had his hand under it on the other side and like stopped it because it didn't. It looked like he stopped it and then it wiggled a little bit.
Take 12.
Yeah. Anyway, and he then like the very next day, he posted a picture of the eye in London. But mostly he's been posting photos of him like playing soccer with children. So that's not the kind of content I'm looking.
Wait, with
to
who?
Cover
playing soccer with who?
With children.
Oh, okay.
Just like
that's
children.
Boring.
He's babysitting. That's yeah, work. So, that's not yeah. leisure.
They're yeah, Mark. Exactly. They're Mark Wahlberg's children, probably. Who's having
Katie.
The worst vacation?
Okay, so Kevin Love was trying extremely hard, I think, to have a like amazing, similar to Serge Ibaka 3-week vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But he And I don't get me wrong, like, it looked like he had a lot of fun, but he was trying extremely hard. He was topless all the time in Whistler in BC, which is like the big snowboard and skiing area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Canada.
My friends used to go there because you could drink at a younger age.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that, not just specifically in Whistler. Yeah. But
well, I mean, that's why they'd ski there as opposed to domestically.
Okay. but he's just going around on these like pristine ATVs shirtless, but with like a toucan, of course. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just like loving every minute of it. Things like that, which I don't like yet. Kelly Olynyk also very early on had a terrible vacation to me.
Okay, where'd he go?
He was in Bermuda with like the swimming pigs. I don't know if you've seen these pigs.
Yes.
Yeah, from the fire
vacation watch
festival.
Before.
Yeah, from the fire festival.
Kelly Olynyk looks like he's having a great vacation for himself, but he's really like manhandling piglets that I don't think you should be touching like wild animals in this way. And in one photo, it looks like he's feeding a huge pig like a chicken wing.
That's not what you're supposed to feed them.
No, and
yeah, you're
like
supposed to
really
feed them dead bodies, like in Deadwood. Yeah,
when you do a crime. But no, he's like wearing a really terrible hat and just like a Hanes undershirt and like awful shorts, and he just like he's grimacing in every close-up photo of himself.
He's grimacing, like he's mad on vacation.
Yeah, he seems not stoked, but he's a beautiful place, but. You know, there haven't been that many other shitty vacations.
All right. Well, Kelly,
proud of everybody.
Kelly Olynyk, step your fucking vacation game up next season.
Yeah, dude.
There's one last vacation I want to ask you about, Katie. And it is, it went insanely viral this week. It was Shaq in a mosh pit. Does this count as a vacation moment?
You know, it would have, because I've been doing some, like, throwbacks, mostly because I'm concerned always with what Paul Pierce is doing anytime, but also in the summer. Uh-huh. Anyway, it could get featured because I'm pretty curious about it, but it's not really a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where was that mosh pit?
It was in like Iceland or something.
Where was that fest?
It was some.
Okay,
yeah.
So I would say if there's like some supplemental photos of him like doing something else a little bit scenic.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I'll throw Shaq in there.
All right. I think that's our show. Katie.
Oh, he was in Belgium, by the way.
It was Belgium, not Iceland. My bad. I knew it was somewhere up there. Okay. Katie, where can we read about? We'll first off, you're going to come back later to do our final summer vacation watch. Next month, maybe, or in a couple of weeks or so.
Absolute winners and losers.
Yeah, to do the final, to do summer vacation recapables.
Ooh, the entertaining as hell summer vacation off.
But Katie, in the meantime, where can people read about summer vacation watch?
Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo Sports Canada, though, right?
I mean, I hope they're translated to USA, but sure, Yahoo Sports Canada.
Or Basketball Feelings, correct? Your newsletter?
No, I'm taking it out of Basketball Feelings. Basketball, okay. Please subscribe, but it's just going back to strictly feelings.
Okay, well,
ooh,
that's good to know.
I like that.
Sean, what would you like to plug?
You can see me at Rooster Tea Feathers the second weekend of August. And then if you're in Arcata, California, you can see me featuring for both Ben Kronberg and Caitlin Gill at the end of the month. Not on one show, two separate shows.
And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where 12 hours ago I tweeted all these reboots of dumbass TV shows, yet we still have no idea what Malcolm is up to.
Well, he's running a fucking olive oil and vinegar store.
While hanging out with Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Spoiler.
Sean, did you write a song?
I did, and I did one in honor of Katie Heindel. This is based on a classic song by a guy who's on the Mount Rushmore of Canadian music, Bryan Adams. And it's about the summer. The song's called it's me imagining what it's like to be Kevin Durant. And this song is called Summer of 2019.
Great. Trust the process. 50-year
update.
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
Shut it down. Let's all go on better summer vacations. We're talking to you, Kelly Olynyk.
I got my first championship rings, joining with the super team. Played till my Achilles tore. It was the summer of 2019. Me and some Splash Brothers went to the finals and we won two. Clay got hurt, Steph was still married, and now I play with Uncle Drew. Oh, and I look back now, that summer had so much upheaval. Kawhi and Paul George to the Clips, and then the Brow signed on with Evil. I want a teammate with no wife. I spend my time complaining to teenagers on Instagram. Then Sean Marks said he'd sign DeAndre, and that's when I called shams, yeah. Standing on Rich Kleiman's porch, I'm sad cause Draymond hurt my feelings. And if we get Wilson Chandler, that team is gonna have no ceiling. Kyrie and I will be best friends for life. Oh yeah. Back in the summer of 2019. Oh yeah. Man, we were picking stocks, becoming Freemasons. We knew the earth was flat. I thought the boardroom would last forever. Forever. Yeah. You know, I once met Bryan Adams at a 4th of July party at David Geffen's house. He called me a cupcake and I burst into tears right in front of Apple CEO Tim Cook. And now I'm busy rehabbing, hitting up the clubs with Rodeons. Sometimes when I think of that July 1st, remember Chris Broussard is always wrong. Standing on a Brooklyn stoop, they told me I'd have my own food truck. And when I tried to join the Knicks, Kyrie said Dolan was a dumb fuck. He'd rather stab himself with a knife. Oh yeah. Back in the summer of 2019. Oh yeah. It was the summer of 2019. Oh yeah. Me and the Alibaba guy in a 69. Oh yeah. Oral sex with the Nets owner in a 69. Oh yeah. Kevin Durant in a 69. Oh yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.